NASA's Apollo 8 mission was noteworthy for doing what? Orbiting the Earth, orbiting the Moon, the first space broadcast, or a lunar module landing? In 1968, three astronauts became the first humans to orbit the Moon. That was also the last time a spacecraft carrying astronauts made a nighttime splashdown, a landing in the ocean, until Sunday. Four travelers aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule arrived in the Gulf of Mexico after spending 5 months on the International Space Station. The future of the ISS is uncertain. It's the most expensive object ever built. The U.S. spends $3 to $4 billion per year to run and maintain it, and NASA is looking for more partners to help with that at a time when at least one of them, Russia, says it's going to leave the project in 2025. But work aboard the ISS continues. Fossil fuels like coal, gas, and oil are used to produce electricity, heat our homes, and power gasoline engines. But when they're burned to create energy, they release carbon dioxide into the air, and it's that kind of CO2 that scientists blame for a number of environmental problems. There are several organizations working on ways to deal with CO2 emissions. Some focus on switching to other forms of energy. Others focus on removing existing CO2 from the atmosphere. You're about to see one. There are concerns that ropes of kelp could harm marine life or passing ships. And it's not known yet what kind of impact these masses could have on the ocean floor when they're sunk down there. But they are believed to be a way to capture CO2 from the air and bury it for centuries in the deep blue sea.